Okay, welcome to an Erev Shabbos version of Mythbusters. Today's learning is sponsored by Terry Aronoff in memory of his grandfather, Aharon ben Mordechai HaKohen, by Melvin Haller in memory of his brother, Yaakov ben Avraham, by Yossi Wellfeld in memory of his mother, Cyril Bas Urish, and by Ronnie Stern in memory of his parents, Miriam Gittel Bas Yitzchak HaKohen, and Chaim Yirmiyahu ben Yuspeyol. Shetehinish Masam Tzuros B'Tzurah HaChaim. Okay, after myth number 28, we're going to deviate from the normal Friday, specifically regarding a Shabbos topic, just because I meant to discuss this earlier in the week. It was a request, and I forgot to do so. And that is, what to do when there are no Kohanim present in terms of the Aliyos. How do you give out the Aliyos when there are no Kohanim present? More of a clarification than any myth, honestly, but it's a good clarification. Okay, so if there are no Levian present, you call up the same Kohen twice. You call up the Kohen for Kohen, obviously, and you leave him up there for the second Aliyah as well. It is a discussion, not for us today. Bottom line, that's what we follow. What if there's no Kohen present? All right, so I guess if you're a Kohen, you could just shut this off now because it'll never apply to you. Or Lahagdil Torah Lahadira, you can stay on and listen. You could share with your friends if they want to know. Okay, so that's the case. What if there's no Kohen present? So the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Tes, says, Nisfar de Chavila. That in such a case, the bundle has unraveled. You know, all chaos, all heck has broken loose. So there's a three-way machlokas in the Rishonim, how to understand the order, what the Gemara means in this, you know, chaotic situation when the leader, the Kohen, isn't there. So Rashi, in his first explanation, it's also the opinion of the Rambam, says you specifically do not give it to a Levi. Eved ha-Levi es kevoda, once a Kohen isn't there, the whole Kedusha of the Levi emanates from serving, you know, being at the service of the Kohen. There's no Kohen now, so the Levi loses his elevated status, and therefore you specifically do not give it to a Levi. Api, right, could be some explain, it's like an affront to the Kedusha. It's like you're trying to, you know, treat him like a Kohen, but he's not. Yisrael, no one would think you are. So you're just throwing Yisrael there. So that's the first approach, Rashi and the Rambam. Api Kabbalah, the Sefer Mor Uksia says that the three Aliyos, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, represent Chesed, Gevura, and Teferes. So we don't want to start with Gevura. We don't want to start with Midas Adin, so that's why we don't want to start with a Levi. Okay, that's the first approach. Don't start with a Levi. Give it to Yisrael. We'll discuss the first Aliyah first, and then get to the second. The second approach is the second opinion of Rashi, and that is the Gemara means either or. You don't have to give it to a Levi over the Yisrael there, but you could if you want. Give it to either or. And finally, the Rush says, really, the Levi is a default winner, unless the Yisrael is Gadol Himen. Unless there's a Yisrael there, and the odds are there's more Yisraelim likely, so percentages are higher, that there's a Yisrael that is a bigger Talmud Chacham, a bigger Tzaddik than the Levi present, so then you would give it to that Yisrael. So that's the three opinions, either specifically not a Levi, that's the first approach, the middle approach would be either or specifically a Levi, unless there's a Yisrael who's greater than him. How do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch, seemingly the Svardi Psak is also quoted by the Kaf Achai in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuflam, and he says, "Im ein Kohen, Beveis HaKnesses, Kore Yisrael ben Malkum Kohen." There's no Kohen there. You call up a Yisrael specifically, not a Levi, in his place. The Kaf Achaim paskins this as well. Avoid calling up a Levi for the first Aliyah. The Ramah then comments and says, no, that a Levi is Yuchal La'alos. For the first Aliyah, a Levi is allowed to be called up. That's a second approach, that either or. Take your pick. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah adds, like the Rush said, that if the Yisrael, though, this is for the Ashkenazim, who could call up either one, if there's a Yisrael there who's greater than call up the Yisrael, don't call up the Levi. So that's basically the way it falls out, that the Sephardim would say, do not call up a Levi, and the Ashkenazi Psak would be either or, and if there happens to be a Yisrael who's clearly Gadol B'Chachma, call him up instead of the Levi. It's known that the Rav would not take the first Aliyah. I remember it's written up in Nefesh HaRav, and once heard Rav Schechter telling a story of this, that there was no Kohen present, and they called up, they wanted to give the Rav, who was a Levi, and the Talmud Chacham, the first Aliyah. And the Rav said, no, you don't have to call up a Levi when there's no Kohen. You could call up either or. He said, we're not asking you because you're a Levi. We're asking you because you're the biggest Talmud Chacham here. And that's like when Rav Schechter would start to cry. And the Rav would say, no, even though that's an Ashkenazi Psak, you could choose either, and you would give precedence to a Talmud Chacham in deference to that first approach. To specifically not call up a Levi, the Rav would never accept the first Aliyah in deference to that first approach, since he was a Levi. Okay, but Lamaisa, most, you know, Ashkenazi Psak would be either or, would be okay. That's all with the first Aliyah. What about the second Aliyah? So the second Aliyah, either way you slice it, it really comes out that you call up a Yisrael. Mimanavshach, if you called up a Yisrael for the first Aliyah, which is probably very likely, then you cannot call up a Levi after him for two reasons. Number one, Mishnah Berurah says people might think that the first Yisrael is really a Kohen. Someone walks in late, and they see Yamod, you know, so-and-so Levi, and they see another guy, you know, Weinberger standing up there, Stein standing up there. Stein could be a corner, whatever, I'm getting confused now. Someone else standing up there, they're going to think that he's a calling when he's really Yisrael, because a Levi was called up after him. So you don't call up a Levi after Yisrael. Also, there's another idea that even though the Levi's Kedusha, as we said before, you know, might be lost when there's no coin present, so you don't have to like specifically give it to him over the Yisrael, there's still enough of an added level of Kedusha that he shouldn't come after the Yisrael, right? Elsewhere, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that in the absence of a coin, you know, lahakdim Levi for a Zeman. To leave benching, you're supposed to call up a Levi instead of a Yisrael, as my good friend Ari Brzezinski likes to point out. A proud Levi. I realize I'm in a... wasting time here. Okay, so those are the two reasons you don't call up a Levi after Yisrael. So if Yisrael gets reshown as discussed before, you don't call up a Levi for the second Aliyah. And if a Levi gets a second Aliyah, if a Levi gets a first Aliyah, so elsewhere, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't call up back-to-back Kohanim. You can't call up back-to-back Levium. Because people might think that the first one had a Pagan. There's something wrong with the first Kohen. There's something wrong with the first Levi. And that's why they had to call up another Kohen, you know, to replace him, or another Levi to replace him. So you can never call up back-to-back Levium. So if you do give a Levi the first Aliyah, which is optional, according to the Ashkenazim, you can't call up a Levi for the second Aliyah. So no matter how you slice it, if you call up a Yisrael first, you got to call up a Yisrael second, because you can't call up a Levi after. If you call up a Levi first, you got to call up a Yisrael second, because you can't call up a Levi after. I guess the one thing that I didn't see addressed, which is possible, would just be to call up one Levi and let him take both Aliyahs, the same way a Cohen would take both Aliyahs. I've never seen it happen. I haven't seen it brought down. So bottom line, for the first Aliyah either, as a Sephardim would say, do not call up a Levi, the Ashkenazim, you have a choice. If there's a Talmud Chacham, it's good to find a Talmud Chacham. And the second Aliyah, no matter how you slice it, it really should come out that it should be given to a Yisrael. This was a long one, double portion, double man for Erev Shabbos.